start reading there in verse 22. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Father, thank you for the privilege. Lord, I pray you bless now. God, best we know how, we give the vessel to you. God, once again, please fill it, use it. God, open our hearts. God, help us to receive what you have for us. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Enoch's not mentioned much in the Bible, and it's amazing that a man that's got very little mentioned in the Bible, there's so much can be said about him. And just from the verses that are there, I can't tell you how many messages I've heard on Enoch. I've never heard this one, amen, but until God gave it to me. But the one thing it says, whenever anybody thinks of Enoch, what do you think? He walked with God. It says that twice about him in this chapter. And you know, if you'll just walk with God, folks have something to say about you too.
That's right.
I got listening to my grandson-in-law the other night here on Wednesday night.
Amen.
And hit me about some things he said. How that he sat where they sat and walked where they walked, and how that made such an impact on those people. I was in Kenya in 06, and my wife and I started to work there with a man I trained, a Kenyan man I trained here in the United States. And then again, we went back in 07. I went back with a friend of mine from Arizona because he didn't understand how a person could be in country less than 6 months and leave such an impact on people. He wanted to see it firsthand. Actually, I took him with me to help me teach in an institute that we had going on there. And as we pulled into town, the entire town, as he put it, and my wife sits there, she heard him say it, as he put it, that town lit up when I got out of the car. And right away, he started paying attention. As we stood there, I got out, I walked down over a bank into a little store there that's the main grocery store, and I knew the deacon of the church was the bookkeeper there, so I went to see him, and as I walked through the door, everything in the store stopped. Everybody came running. They're calling my name. And everybody's coming up and hugging me. And as I got done hugging them, I turned around. And here come a little girl down over that bank. And she came up and she's hugging me. She's crying. She said, "Thank you, Brother Cliff. Thank you. Thank you." I don't even know her. I said, "How do I?" So she got all done. I said, "Young lady, I'm sorry, but I don't know you. Why are you thanking me?" And she said, "Wait a minute. Here comes Mom and Dad." And I look. Here come Mom and Dad. They come down over the same bank. I had Mom on this side, Dad on this side. They're hugging me. They're kind of bouncing up and down with joy. And they're crying. And they're saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And I'm thinking, I don't even know these people. How on earth do they have any way to thank me? What did I do for them? And as they got all done, they stepped back again. And I asked the father. I said, "Sir, I don't know you. I don't know your wife." I said, "Well, why are you thanking me?" And the man looked at me with tears running down his face. He said, "Oh, Brother Cliff," he said, "you don't know me. But I know you." He said, "You're the white man that loved us."
Amen.
In less than 6 months, God had built a testimony in that town that somebody loved him.
Amen.
"You're the man that built us the little church on the hill."
Yeah.
And he said, one Sunday, we figured out the Sunday after my wife and I had left to come back to America, him and his wife their family was just in terrible shape. The kids were at each other's throats. Mom and Dad were about to divorce. They were just didn't know what they were going to do, didn't know where the kids were going to go. And that Sunday morning, he said, he woke up and he said the first thing on his heart was go to that little church, that white man that loves you, sorry. So he said, "I went to that church." He said, "I was hoping to see you, but," he said, "instead, for the first time in my life, there stood a man, one of my people, who could make sense out of the Bible. And he showed us and preached us the gospel."
Amen.
And I went forward. He said, "I got under conviction. I went forward. I knelt down to altar. I got saved." He said, "I looked to my left and there's my wife. I looked to her left and there's my daughter. I looked to my right and there's my son."
Amen.
He said, "Brother Cliff, my whole family got saved that day.
Praise
and we've been looking for you to say thank you ever since."
Amen.
You see, it doesn't take long, folks. But Enoch walked with God. You know why we can get so much out of Enoch's life? Because of one thing, we walk with God. Amen. You walk with God and God will use you. I don't care where you're from. I don't care how old you are. Amen. I've seen God use little kids. Amen. I mean, I remember I was thinking of my kids over in New Guinea. And her mother wasn't but about 8 years old. And she was out witnessing the people. And one of the girls there, that was her age to the Lord. And when I went back 20 years later, that girl was now a mother. And she sat there on the church lawn with her mother, who was the first lady saved, and herself, and her little baby. And she just beaming. Amen. You don't have to be in a place a long time to make an impression. Amen. If you just walk with God. And so I thought about that thing of walking with God. And I thought about Enoch's walk with God. The first thing I noticed was the time in which he walked with God. It was an evil time. Just like we're walking in now. Amen. And it was a wicked time. And so I looked at this thing up. I studied it out. You know, Enoch was born in the 622nd year of recorded history. Now, 622 years, you know, man can get himself in a lot of trouble, can't he? I mean, we don't give it 70 years. Look how much trouble we get in, right? And look how much is going on in our country and in our world since 9/11. 19 years ago, not even yet. I mean, a lot of stuff can roll downhill pretty quick. Amen? And things can go to pot real fast where man's concerned. So you can imagine 622 years of being on the earth and the judgment about to fall. Amen. You can imagine God's about fed up with this mess. Amen. And so, amen, says that it was a time in Genesis 6:1 that when man began to multiply on the face of the earth. And a man starts multiplying. You know one thing? I hate cities. But God has a good sense of humor. He puts me in cities. Amen. And you know what? I love Las Vegas. Not because it's Las Vegas, because that's where God has put me. Amen. 8-9 months out of the year, I'm there. Amen. And I love it. Why? Because I get to teach the Bible and people there are hungry. Amen. And listen, I drove down the street. I drove down Las Vegas Boulevard once in the daylight, once toward dark after this thing hit. And I'll tell you, I know it's Sin City. I know it's evil, but you know, isn't there sin in anybody else's city? Right?
Yeah.
So I'm driving down Las Vegas Boulevard. They got all them big fancy, you know, casinos and all the big lights and all that. And the lights are still lit. There's no people in there. And the streets along the front of them are barricaded up with concrete barricades about that high. And then there's a police officer. Back then was a cruiser, at least one, sometimes two, at every entrance. And they're guarding that entrance against looters. And then you go back closer and they got security people standing back there that are guarding the door. And I drove down that. There is not a soul anywhere in any of those buildings. And I wanted to cry, Pastor Haney. Not because of anything, but because of this. I know that in one day, that fast, 264,000 people lost their job. One day. 264,000, one city. Lost their job, man. Lost their livelihood. Amen. And I know, I understand that. I'm going to tell you something. Those folks got souls, man. They got needs.
That's right.
And so, you know, you think about it, man. Man begins to multiply. What happens? They get in cities. And you get a multiplication of men. You get a multiplication of sin in any city. Brother, you're from Rochester. Got some wild places up there too, don't they? And that ain't near as big as Vegas. I mean, brother, that's just the way it is. So you can imagine, here's Enoch, man. It's just like our day. But you know what he did? He walked with God. Yeah. You know what that tells me? There's hope for you and me.
Right.
If Enoch did it, so can you and I.
Right.
Amen? In this evil day. I see people, man, they get, everybody's looking for an excuse. As I said earlier this morning, man, you know, a bunch of people didn't go back to church when they let them go back to church. I mean, what happened here? Listen, folks got all kinds of excuses. I had a fellow one time, those of you remember when Jim Baker fell many years ago, I had a guy that I was dealing with, oh, I can't come back, man, Jim Baker fell. I said, man, I've been telling you for years that guy's a nut. What are you putting your faith in him for?
That's right.
Amen? You need to walk with God, amen? It says Enoch, walk with God. It says it twice in this chapter. Listen, if God says something twice, if he repeats himself, how many of you had a real good mother say, don't make me repeat myself? Amen? If she had to repeat herself, you was in trouble. Amen? But here it is. Man's in trouble, the place is wicked, and Enoch's still walking with God. The time of his walk, man, it wasn't just, you know, everything was beautiful. It was all, you know, tall cotton. It's some rough times. Right? And so, what happened? What more about his walk could be than he walked with God? What was that walk like? Well, man, you think about it. There was a treasure of his walk. A treasure of his walk? Yeah, man. He got to walk with God. It doesn't say he walked with the crowd. He walked with God. Can you imagine walking with God? I mean, in a day when there wasn't a written word and God would speak to you. I mean, you talk about a treasure, man. And God walked with you. You know what God had to do? Not only did Enoch choose to walk with God, but God chose to walk with Enoch. I thought about that, but let that sink in a minute. God chose to walk with him. They walked together. Amen? What a treasure, man, to walk with God, the God of glory. Amen? And just to see God next to you. Amen. 1 Kings 15:5 explains when David said that he did this. He said, David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside many things that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only the matter of Uriah the Hittite. David walked with God. It's not said in that many words, but he had one instance where it went wrong. You know, there's nothing there about Enoch having one of those instances. I mean, God walked with him. God chose to walk with him. Not one negative thing said about Enoch anywhere in Scripture. You reckon Enoch was human? Sure he was. You reckon God could have said something? Sure he could have. But he didn't. You know what that tells me about if you walk with God? Folks won't know the real you. They won't know your flesh. They'll only know what God has done through you.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen.
So Enoch walked with God for 365 years every day. He stayed clean in a day when most men were most wicked. Amen. He walked with God every day with no scriptures. You know, he didn't need scriptures. I mean, when the author of the book walking next to you, don't need a Bible, right? He'll tell you what it says. Amen. So the treasure was a walk. And then I thought about this. What are they talking about? You ever walk with your father when you were a boy? I'd walk with my father and he'd tell me things, you know. What are they talking about? Well, 365 years, you can talk about a lot of stuff. And what would be the most important thing that God told Enoch? I mean, you think about it. What was the most important thing? Did he tell about Calvary? Did he tell him about, you know, the first coming of Christ? Did he tell him about the law? Did he tell him about... I know one thing he told him about. Take your Bible, go to Jude verse 14. Jude verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Now when is that? Has that happened yet?
No.
No. That's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
So obviously, if he told him about the second coming, there must have been something in there talked somewhere along that way in 365 years about the first coming. There's probably a little something about the rapture in there, I would guess.
Amen.
Why? Because Enoch's a perfect picture of the rapture. Amen. Then it said this, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they've ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Amen. So he walks with God every day in an evil day, and he gave him a message to tell that wicked world. Why? Because it was just about time for Enoch to leave. Now Enoch didn't have any idea, I'll bet you. He may have, but I'm telling you, he had no idea at the moment what's it going to be like. But he gave him a message. What did he tell him? Judgment's coming, folks. You know what's going to wake this world up? When they realize someday they're going to stand before the judge. The problem is when you find people that can preach judgment, they preach it so hard that nobody will listen. They don't have the grace to preach it. You know why they don't have the grace? Because they're not walking with God. You know why Enoch could say it? He was walking with God. Mm-hmm. You find somebody walks with God, man, God will give them grace to stand there and weep while they preach judgment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? And so he told Enoch, he said, tell him the Lord's coming. Tell him I'm coming back, man, with 10,000 of saints. And I'm going to execute judgment on all the ungodliness. And they're going to face me as the judge, you know? I mean, can you imagine being there in that day and all of a sudden here comes Enoch. The Lord's coming with 10,000 of his saints. They ain't even seen the Lord yet, man. Who's this Lord? And he's going to execute judgment. You know what we're dealing with now today? We're dealing with a crowd that's five generations removed from that Bible.
You're right.
Amen.
And they got no clue. I have met teenagers.
Yeah.
Amen. That I was trying to witness to, give a tract to, and I handed to them and said, what is that? So that's gospel fact. I'll tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were looking at me, amen, Timothy, and they did not, they said to me, their question to me was, who's Jesus Christ? It wasn't like, who's Jesus Christ? It wasn't a smart aleck thing. It wasn't a haughty thing. They did not know. And I'm telling you, that was in America. Amen. Beloved, we've got a job to do, man, to be warning people, amen, of what's coming. Look, if you can't look around and see what's happening here lately, amen, it's not going to be long and we're going to hear a loud trumpet. Amen. Here's Enoch, he's walking along, amen, and talk of his walk, amen, is that thing of, hey, man, you better prepare these people. You better tell them, hey, what happened after Enoch went out? Who's the next man mentioned?
Noah, the flood.
Noah. And what happens? The flood. And judgment fell, didn't it? Wow. Got the testimony of his walk. So he's got that talk, man. Give him the message, Enoch. And then he got the testimony of his walk. Hebrews 11:5, the second half of the verse says this, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. You know it's possible to please God now.
Amen.
And you and I can please God just like he did.
Amen.
He's living proof that anybody that will walk with God can please God. And by the way, if you please God, he'll walk with you.
That's it.
Amen. Man, this has got to be the most wicked day I've ever seen.
Amen.
It's wild, man. The stuff I've seen, the people I've seen, some of the reactions I get. Brother, I'm telling you, this is an evil day. The worst I've ever seen. And it won't be long, man. What's going to happen? God's going to get full of it. He's going to have it up to here. And he's going to tip that cup over and it's going to be done. And we're out of here. Look there with me in Jude verse 20. You and I don't have to walk to that same excess that the world does. We can walk with God just like Enoch. And we can please God. Jude verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How are you going to do it? You're going to be building your faith. You're going to be praying, amen, in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pull them out of the fire. You know what they want to do? And I use this term loosely. You know what the average Christian wants to do now? They just want to love everybody. There's some people that don't need love.
No.
There's some people that need the devil scared out of them.
Right. Amen.
You know how you're going to discern the difference? Walk with God. He'll tell you.
Amen.
He'll let you know. Amen. I mean, man, you got people today, man, they still choose to live in wickedness. I've got one verse that comes to me many times when I deal with people. John chapter 1, verse 9, I believe, it says this. He was that light. Jesus Christ is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. There's not a man on this planet that can say God never gave him light.
That's right.
My Bible tells me differently. My Bible tells me God gave every man light. God had a chance. I deal with atheists quite frequently. They say, I'm an atheist. I said, no, you're not. Yes, I am. I said, no, you're not. Okay, Smarty, what am I then? I know you won't call me a fool. I said, why would I call you what God's already called you? I'm not going to call you a fool. I'm going to call you a liar.
What? How do you mean call me a liar? You don't know me.
I said, because my Bible, written by my God, says this. He lights every man that cometh into the world. Your problem, friend, is you've had light and you've said no.
That's it.
You say no to God, and that light that you rejected will become lightning. You'll be in trouble with God. He said, looking for the mercy. Amen. And some having compassion. Others saved with fear. Pull them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Amen. God's able. You know who's keeping you up? You know who's going to keep you right? God. And it's up to you to choose. I want to walk with God. Listen, if you didn't fall this week, you're not human. It's that simple. But what happened after you kind of went down a little bit? Maybe you didn't fall flat on your face, but you went down a notch or two. You had a wicked thought. You had something went on. What happened in here? And that conviction starts coming. God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that way. Did you ever tell God, I don't want to be me? I don't want to be me, God. I'm a mess. Man, I want to be that holy guy that's supposed to be holy. I want to be that guy that pleases you. God, I want to be that. Help me be that, Lord. Amen. He says he's able to keep you from falling. You know what he does? He put 1 John 1:9 in that book. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank God, man, the blood of Jesus Christ still cleanses all sin.
Yes.
Amen. Even them little ones.
Amen.
And lastly, I'm going to surprise you. This is going to be shorter than you think. I've only got 45 minutes left this time. No, I'm kidding. The termination of his walk. Look at verse 24, Genesis 5. The termination of his walk. Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. I've heard a message on Enoch was not. He was not a compromiser. I'm like that. You know what that said? Enoch was not. And it says, for God took him. He was taken alive. Amen. And he went out of this world like Superman. Amen. One of these days, we're going to leave like Superman. And come back like a little ranger, even on the back of a white horse. I mean, if you walk with God, man, you get a little insight in things. You get a little help with things. You get a little blessing with things. You get a little amen. You get a little juice for the journey. Amen. And it makes the journey sweeter. Walking with Him. I heard that song, that song went through my head many times. I used to go to Brother Carl Atkins' camp meeting.
And he'd sing that song.
Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there, walking and talking with Christ the supernal one. Won't it be wonderful there? Amen.
Man, can't it be a little wonderful down here?
Amen.
Can't it be a little joyful down here?
It sure can, man, if you just walk with God. When He lights the journey, when He fills the cup, amen, when He does, amen, what needs to be done, amen, and when He enables us, what a joy. When you realize everything you've got is His, and everything you've got because He gave it to you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I worked and earned it. Yeah, I worked and earned mine too. You know who gave me the strength?
Amen.
He did. Amen. I mean, just think about it. Translation. You talk about being terminated, man. Talk about a deal. I mean, one day he's there, he's walking, and all of a sudden he's gone. Hey, listen, he didn't get to go home and see mama. He didn't get to go, amen, to work and see the boss. He's walking with God and he disappeared. Does that sink in anywhere? You do realize that it won't be too long, amen, and we're going to disappear.
Hey.
This is an evil day. Man, it's a tough day. And a lot of people, some of our brethren have already fallen in this escapade.
Yeah.
Some of our brethren have gone down. Amen. Listen, hey, it could be you, it could be me. But you're here, I'm your wife. Somebody chose to walk with God.
Yeah.
Just like we said this morning, man, it's a choice. He's walking with God, amen. And he was not, for God took him. Amen. I mean, can God say about you and I what He said about Enoch? I mean, it's only just a few verses in there about him. But man, what's in there is packed with power. First treasure was that he walked with God. His footsteps with God were in an evil time. You know what? He was fruitful. That's to be noted because when you look, he's mentioned 12 times in the Bible. 9 of those times are in this chapter right here in Genesis 5. 9 being a number of fruitfulness. Well, you look on through that thing, Noah had to hear it from somewhere. Right? He's fruitful. It's possible to be fruitful in wicked times. I'm looking there, man. I figured this fellow here was some of Dale's fruit. Some from that ministry. You're here, amen, because of Brother Dale.
Amen.
Amen. You can be fruitful in these kind of times. Amen. We get out there in Vegas and we get a lot of drifters, a lot of, you know, vagrants, street people. And you'd be surprised how many of them can preach you the Bible. Every once in a while you'll find one that's really, truly looking. Amen. Now and then. Just keep trying. Keep investing. Amen. He was a forebearer of Jesus Christ. Luke 3:37 is mentioned in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Wow. We've got time he walked, the treasure he walked. Take a look at the talk of his walk. We looked at that. And he terminated. God terminated his walk.
You know, we're looking, I mean, there's a bunch of us in here, white hair. And our walk's going to get terminated here not too much longer if God tarries.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other, your walk's going to get terminated. Wouldn't it be great if it was today?
Yeah.
I mean, here we are before we close out the service and somebody says the last amen and the trumpet blows. That's how it'll be, folks. We take this thing way too much for granted. That it's just always going to be like it is. I mean, last January, do you think it's going to be like this? I mean, we just take, you know what they're trying to do now? They want us to get used to the new normal.
Yeah.
This ain't normal, folks.
Yeah.
Amen. Where we're going is normal.
Yeah.
Amen. For you and I.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. You ready for that normal?
See, we ought to get up every morning realizing it could be the last. And go to bed every night realizing it could be the last.
Why? Because one of these days, that's what's going to happen. Just keep walking with God, because you can do it just like Enoch did. We can do it because he proves it. Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. You ready to be taken? Father, thank you for the opportunity. I pray it's been a help and a blessing. Thank you for Enoch, God. Thank you for the example that he is to us. Help us in this evil day, God, to stand. And help us in this evil day, God, to walk with you and to please you, God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That pain's coming.
Well, this has been a good day, a good start to the week. And we anticipate tomorrow evening, and then, of course, there's morning sessions, Tuesday and on. So that's good to know. I looked in the hymnal. We really need a topical listing. Now, I know there's somewhat of one in the back of hymnals, but we need something like Nave's Topical Bible, okay? We need something that extensive on hymns. And that really is no one hymnal has every hymn that you'd ever want to sing. Good night, the thing would be this thick. But sometimes there just isn't a song that's as satisfying for the message. Enoch walked with God. That was a good message, brother. Appreciate it. But we are going to sing a song that I hope you can identify with. And if not, it's one of the goals of Youth Week. And that is to discover the way of gladness. Page 239. 239. We've not sung this one at Black Creek that I'm remembering. Okay. My book at home, I keep the dates written down when I pick them to use, but I'm not at home. And so I don't know if we ever used this before or not. How many of you are familiar with it? Sister Ruth Ann, I knew her hand would go up. We got some over here that are familiar with it. So I'll tell you what, just play through it one time, Melinda. Would you do that, please?
When I Close this as you